Walter, I just might as well not ask you to call them anymore if you can't understand them. Whatever I do, I got to do tomorrow. I leave 7 o'clock the next day for San Francisco. And Jack, that speech, all right, tell Bill to go and get a mimeograph. I think you ought to be some applause lines in it, if not a one. And I think you ought to have some of those little short sentences of four-letter words saying every child can go to school. Remember that those lines we put in? All right, put about 5 of them in there. How, a roof over every family, roof over every family. That's right. And then got 27 applauses in 20 minutes today. It's communication work. 27 applauses in 20 minutes. I think that's right.
Mr. President, I'm getting no answer at either his office or his residence. Do you want
me to? Congressman Jack Flint from Georgia.
Yes.
You meet Congressman Joel Montoya from New Mexico.
Okay, sir, one moment.
No answer to either place.
Well, I can find out, Mr. President. Mr. President, I've been in the morning, and I think you can be a
Bill? Tell him that he doesn't need to go to California unless he wants to. I'm afraid he's overworked. He looks pale to me. Lady Bird gave me a lecture about him this afternoon. He got those bleeding ulcers, and we sure don't want him to drop out. We'd be murdered if he do. So tell him that if he feels like going, wants to go, all right. Otherwise, I want him to take off July the 4th and get some rest. So see that he does. How many applauses we get and how long we speak today? 27 in 22 minutes. How you know? Marked each one of them?
Yes.
Mr. Speaker, that's pretty good. 27 applause in 22 minutes. That's less than 1 minute.
They came to their feet and applauded for over a minute. I said, President of the United States is with you, too. They came to their feet and applauded for a full minute.
I sure did wrap my arms around the labor boys, or the communication workers today. This fellow Joe Burns is a pretty able fellow, you see.
I can remember that one. That was a real foul boy with Joe
Mr. President, his office isn't answering, and his son is answering at his residence. He said he would try and check and find out, but he doesn't know just where he is at the moment.
Okay, thank you.
Could we call you back?
No, we'll just talk to him tomorrow.
Oh, all right, sir.
Neither one of them is helping.